Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market is going to be in for an interesting start this morning. The SPY futures contract finished with a gain of 2 points. At its worst levels, it was down by around a half of 1%, which is starkly at odds with what we saw on Wall Street, where the tone of things was quite positive for the majority of the session. In fact, the S&P 500 gradually built over the course of the session. The end of day gain was only 0.4%, but significantly the index finished at a record high. Tech stocks were the ones that led the gains, up by about 1%. But within all of that, in the early part of our session, we saw a steady downtrend for the SPY futures. And at their lowest ebb, they were down by around a half of 1%. So it's reasonable to conclude that there was some residue around the vaccine situation locally that was having an impact on the futures market and after hours trade. The AstraZeneca vaccine and the associated health advisory with that, and just the broader picture around the rollout of the vaccine domestically, seemed to have cast a bit of a pall over local stocks in the early part of the session before they were able to at least recover. So it'll be worth keeping an eye on whether or not that story gets some traction in the early part of the session today when you contrast the performance of the futures against what we saw on Wall Street overnight. But just quickly recapping the US picture last night, in economic news, we saw the number of people claiming unemployment benefits rise. That was unexpected. And that was a factor that was pushing long-term bond yields lower. So you might recall for about a month and a half now, we've been talking about the sell-off in the US bond market, the headwinds that that's been creating for stocks. But over the course of the last couple of sessions, we've seen bond yields retreat from their highest levels in about 14 months. So that has been helping the picture in relation to stocks. And overnight in particular, it helped out those technology names. So the other thing that played into that lower interest rate picture was the fact that Jerome Powell's been out speaking once again. And the main thing that the Fed chairman's trying to really reaffirm in the minds of investors is that the Fed has got the ability to, and indeed the appetite, to tolerate higher inflation readings in the near term, because they see that as being a short-lived thing. And Mr. Powell reiterated that last night, saying that the Fed has got the tools to deal with higher inflation settings as well. So that helped ease those interest rate markets a bit as well. On the local front, we are looking forward to an important document today, the Financial Stability Review Report, which is a biannual release from the RBA. And this is precisely the sort of forum where you would expect the central bank to air out the conversation in relation to skyrocketing home prices and the unwelcome impacts that that might bring as far as impacts on the economy further down the track. So keep an eye out for that. It will certainly be a very topical document, and it will certainly have some legs as far as the reportage around that is concerned. On the local currency front, the Aussie dollar's had a little bit of a rally thanks to a pullback in the US dollar. So that turns around that lower bond yield situation in the United States. So that's pushed the Aussie dollar back to around 76.5 US cents. And have a great weekend.